stress on personal agency, individual responsibility, deserving and undeserving may to some suggest the well-to-do imposing their views on the poorest. But increasingly influential are those neither poor nor wealthy who resent what they see as undeserved income enjoyed by other groups. Professor Mark Harrison of Warwick University.
I think of what people call the squeezed middle. There's millions of working families on middle incomes who feel that at present they're not getting what they deserve. They look at the upper ends of the income spectrum and they feel very resentful of bankers' bonuses and MPs' expenses and so on. But they also look at the lower end and they see many people with entitlements that seem to exceed their contributions.
You'd see this squeezed middle as a group that has the political clout to push through a moral change against what they would see as both the undeserving poor and the undeserving rich.
It's the contested ground of British politics, because it's not only middle income, but it's also the middle ground, the swing voter. So whoever wants to govern over a period of time consistently has to attract their support.